you guys. I know.
We're so relieved.
We are so relieved.
We weren't sure who was going to show up. And we said, just set up like one row of chairs, just so it won't look too pitiful if nobody shows up. And we've got a beautiful room full of girlfriends here at the beautiful Garfield Park Conservatory.
Oh, my gosh. We went on a tour with Mary, who's the director here. So we got like a special tour.
Yeah, Mary Eisenbach knows all kinds of stuff. And those of you here haven't done it before you found your seats here, please take some time and walk around and see just the remarkable exhibits here. The outside gardens, you think of a conservatory and you think of
inside,
but there are some beautiful gardens outside. City gardens, where they're designed to show people in the city how they can farm or garden on their plots. It's just a really wonderful place, and we encourage you to consider joining. In fact,
you got a deal coming.
Yes,
yeah,
such a great deal. We're offering listeners to the Kathy and Judy Show a Garfield Park Conservatory Alliance membership at a special rate of $30 for an individual, $60 for a couple, and $90 for a family for one full year. That's $10 off the regular. It's a great way to take advantage of the programs and the classes and everything here. And you can do it by signing up for membership while you're here or online through the conservatory's website today. And what is the website, Mary? Is it garfieldparkconservatory.org? .org. garfieldparkconservatory.org. So the first seven get this great bag and adult coloring book, and it's such a deal. So if you've been thinking about it, particularly if you live in the city and want to take advantage of this beautiful, beautiful site, do that. Stop in or get on the website and be one of the first seven and get that great deal.
Walking through the greenhouses was a little bit like being in frosting before it hardens, that it was just so sweet and so nice and smooth and
calm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, very calm.
So we are very grateful to be here. And I was going to say not at A, but we have so many different kinds of advertisers. I don't want to tick anybody off.
Oh, right.
And not at an L stop.
Right. And the Hometown Voices the Hometown Voices Tour is sponsored by Allstate. And we're going to be talking to an Allstate agent before we leave here today. Actually, I think she's from Oak Park, which is just down the street a little bit. So you know our number. We're still taking calls. We're still taking texts. Our number is 312-981-7200.
I wanted to talk about something that I saw a movie about, and I think I've become, and that is a bad singer who thinks she's a good singer, and or he. And I find myself in the car with Tom, and he actually has a really good voice, plus he knows all the words. And I can sing along with older songs, you know, songs from the 60s, not the 70s, but the 60s and the early 80s. And I can hear myself be bad. So,
do you remember, I want to say 15 or 20 years ago.
Was I a good singer then?
No, I was a bad singer.
Oh, you were?
Yes, and it was on the air. Link Hampton was still here, and I can't remember what entertainer it was that got us all to sing. And I started
The doo-wop guys.
Right, and suddenly I thought I was Aretha Franklin.
Oh, that's right.
It was so embarrassing because they sort of isolated my microphone, and I was off key and out of beat, and it was so embarrassing.
Did that end your singing career?
It never really started. But and you were referring, when we were talking about this before, to that movie, Marguerite. It was based on a true story.
Right.
It was a French film about a woman that fancied herself quite a wonderful opera singer. And
she had money, so she threw concerts for
right,
herself.
So people let her believe that. But it's apparently being remade, or has been remade, as an American movie with Meryl Streep, and it's called Florence. And so watch for it. It's just and Meryl Streep looks hilarious in it. So watch for it. But if you are a horrible singer,
or if you have someone in your family who's a horrible singer who thinks that they are
a good singer, right.
Or your friend,
right?
I'm actually related to someone else who's a much better bad singer than I am. In other words, I mean, she's closer to better than to worse. But yeah, that it's a problem in a car, particularly, and or if you're trying out for a talent show, or if you're in a church choir.
Well, you, in addition to loving to sing, you also love to dance. But you're pretty. You're an okay dancer.
No, I saw a video of myself dancing after when a couple years ago when I did one of those charity things, and I was good enough. I mean, I wasn't embarrassing, and of course I threw in the splits because that's the last thing right. I can do.
Can you still do them?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yes, I run a test at the end of every week.
Okay.
And just in terms of. I stopped between moves. I had no fluidity in my moves. I knew each step, and I had the timing, and I nailed the position and the pose and the whatever.
So you were kind of like Kate Gosselin on Dancing with the Stars.
I missed her.
Oh, well, you didn't miss her.
Really?
Truly, yeah, you didn't miss. So right. Anyway, 312-981-7200 is our number. We're going to take a little bit of a break and get back to your calls and your texts. It's Kathy and Judy live at the beautiful Garfield Park Conservatory in Chicago.
It's the WGN Hometown Voices Tour with Kathy and Judy live from the Garfield Park Conservatory on 720 WGN.
That's our sweet girlfriends who showed up here at the Garfield Park Conservatory, and you can still come on out. They have more chairs, or you can stand, and this is just, I think this is the prettiest place we've ever,
absolutely.
Ever done a remote.
So one of our girlfriends in the audience can relate to the idea of a friend or a family member being a not-so-great singer, or are you the not-so-great singer? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Bronwyn.
Hi, Bronwyn. Oh, you're Bronwyn. It's nice to see you.
You too, thanks. It's me. My daughter was this tall, about 2 years old, and I was singing to her, and she reached up and put her fingers on my mouth and said, "Shh, Mommy, no singing."
And that kind of, Steve Cochran, they just finished their karaoke, and people call in from their cars and sing, and some of them are good, and some of them aren't. And so it's people who would call in, I imagine, fancy themselves to be pretty good singers
right.
in hopes of winning a nice prize. And it's just sometimes, it's just painful.
I do soft karaoke. So what you're really listening to is like, you know, the
you
Supremes.
You actually go to karaoke places?
I was at a wedding and there was karaoke in the bar and we were all fairly well served. And so we migrated to the bar, and yeah, I picked a song with some other girls, but I soft pedaled it because I know my limitations.
I don't go to the karaoke bars because
well, if
I
you're
know.
At a wedding, it was at Lake Lawn Lodge, and it's like you're either going to go to bed or you're going to go to the bar. Oh, I know who I'm talking to. Never mind.
Have a nice time.
I'm terrified of karaoke, but my current boyfriend is a host of live band karaoke, and so you do it in front of the entire band behind you. So you feel like a rock star.
Gosh.
You really do. But if you're really bad at singing, they just turn up the amp and drown you out. So you can feel like a rock star without really embarrassing yourself.
But how big a band?
I mean, we've got a bass, guitar, drums, keyboard. I mean, they rock out.
Wow, what fun.
So, Kristen, what kind of singer are you?
I'm a terrible singer, but I like to sing rock songs because you just kind of go, rah, and you don't have to really hit a note or anything like
so
that.
So what's the one that you, I'm not looking at you because I feel that my voice wanders. So I'm not looking at you, but I want to know what your go-to karaoke song is, if they have it.
It's Green Day. It's a Green Day song, and it's Basket Case is the name of the song.
Oh, Judy knows that.
Yeah.
Judy, give us a little.
I stopped with Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. So.
Or anything from the Grease soundtrack, because I know every word by heart. So I really feel like I can be John Travolta.
Can you sing You're the One That I Love?
No.
That's the biggie. You know, that's interesting, because we were talking last week about music and about how the generation, probably that came to teen years in the late 70s or mid 70s, was the generation that began being really focused in on music. And I talked about me and my generation not having portable music. We, you know, maybe you had a radio, a transistor radio, but it was probably it was talk radio, or it was just the 2 or 3 AM stations that were available. And I look back, and my first album I mentioned was The Letterman. So that would have been in the 60s, and The Music Man. And I can do any song. You say you can do any song in Greece. I've got The Music Man.
All right, let's hear
memorized.
It.
Memorized.
Just
a little.
Well,
you got trouble, my friends.
Ah. Can you do that?
Right, say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, oh, wait a minute. I got to be standing in front of a mirror. But, yeah, I'm pretty good with them. I just disproved that, but I'm pretty good with them. Well, our number is 312-981-7200. We're Kathy and Judy. Hey, Ed, is Ed waving, or is Ed willing to sing for us? Ed Koizumi, one of our girlfriends, is going to sing for us. Yes.
No, my wife and I were in Fiji. And the Fiji. And we were being entertained by a lot of school children at the... that the tour company was supporting, and the kids were singing and they're dancing and entertaining us very well. And then all of a sudden, the kids are asking, you know, our tour group, now you have to do something. And you know, somebody stepped forward, and nobody stepped forward except everybody but me stepped backwards.
So and the number you sang was
Moon River.
Well, let's hear
That's hard a little bit. Yeah, let's hear it.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, maker, you're a heartbreaker. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world.
It's very
such
good.
Such a lot of world to see. We're after that same rainbow.
Waiting round. No, that's good. Thank you.
I think Andy Williams would have been jealous if he heard that.
And Audrey Hepburn. I think of Moon River, and I always think of Audrey Hepburn.
But the song was Andy Williams.
But she also sang it in Breakfast at Tiffany's, sitting out on the fire escape with a... Did she have a ukulele or a guitar or whatever? I'm dating myself.
She had a ukulele.
Yeah, dating myself.
Right.
Anyway.
Bonnie has a story. Or Bonnie's going to sing.
Well, actually, this is about generational. My son, since he's been home from college, he loves to cook. So he's been introducing me to all these different recipes and everything like that. So, you know, he does his part, I do my part, whatever. And I was standing by the stove, and I was stirring what I was stirring. And two of the ingredients in the recipe that we were doing were rosemary and thyme. So I'm sitting there singing, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. And my son said, Mom, you're scaring me. I said, you mean you've never, ever, ever heard that? He said, no. Luckily, he had his laptop in the kitchen with us, so we called up YouTube and we played Scarborough Fair for him. He's like, boy, that's a beautiful song.
And then were you allowed to sing it, or he said, let's
just
get back to cooking?
Well, I sang it with them.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love Bronwyn's story about mommy. What was it, mommy? Don't sing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Bonnie, thank you.
I like singing, and he, you know, I have a good voice and stuff like that. It's just that.
Okay, Bonnie, prove it.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lived there. She once was a true love of mine.
Bravo!
Kathy and Judy, live karaoke. Well, not really, because we don't have the backup music at the Garfield Park Conservatory. You still have a chance to come on down. We'd love to see you.
Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands, brings us the WGN Hometown Voices Tour. Today with Kathy and Judy live from the Garfield Park Conservatory on 720 WGN.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Garfield Park Conservatory is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. I have a couple friends who are from the South, and they often have great expressions and, you know, slow as molasses and honey or stuff like that. And recently my friend Rob posted a picture of himself on Facebook, and he said, "I have more chins than a Chinese phone book." And I thought, what are the expressions that maybe your parents or you have come to use that have just become as common as can be? Our number, as always, is 312-981-7200. What sort of colloquial expressions do you find yourself sometimes falling back on? I know I'm going to use more chins a lot because it comes up a lot. And I don't know if that rings a bell for any of you who are here in our group at the Garfield Park Conservatory. If so, raise your hand and we will get a microphone to you. The expressions maybe that your grandma used and that you find yourself using. How about you?
Well, the only expression I remember my parents used, and I purposely never used it with my children, is "you will do as you are told."
And that was a fun one.
And there was no recovery from that.
What was the implied threat in that? Because I think a lot
of times... my daddy was a spanker.
Okay.
So I think that was implied.
Right.
But, I mean, it could just be that amorphous thing of, you're in trouble.
Right, yeah.
You know?
You will do as you're... And the look that came along with it. Well, we have some callers coming in, and you can always text. In fact, one of our friends here at Garfield Park Conservatory texted from here to tell us the only reason he came was to get Manny's corned beef after the show. And Kristen? Wait a minute.
Jasmine Cooper, who's screening calls back at the station, has the best saying. We always compliment her because she is such a rock star. And she always goes, "Oh, honey, don't butter my biscuits."
Oh. Well, give us a call at 312-981-7200. Let's see. I think we've got... I'm working on a new system here. This is Kathy from Riverside. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What's the expression that you fall back on or you heard a lot?
Well, my mom used it. My sister and I both use it. Get your giddy whoopas going. If you know what your giddy whoopas is, get it out of the chair. Let's get going. So, giddy whoopas.
So you find yourself also using it with your family?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Get
even my
giddy
grandkids.
Whoopas going. There you go. Thanks, Kath. This is Sheila. And Sheila, what's the expression that comes up in your house a lot?
Hi, good morning. No, the one that I just get upset. And when I do get upset, I just say, "Boy, that just really fries my onions."
Is that a Southern expression, or do you know what the...
I think I heard that from maybe my grandmother way back, or great-grandmother, but it just stuck, and that's what I use.
So that just fries my onions rather than that just pisses me off.
Got that right, because you can't say the word piss in my house.
It's really better than that really pisses me off.
Why?
Because it evokes fried onions. And
they're
good.
Oh, okay. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Send us a text. What's the expression like? I have more chins than a Chinese phone book, or that really fries my onions. What was the first one? Oh, get your Getty Wumpus out of that chair.
Right.
Yeah. This is Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Good to talk to you gals.
Ditto.
My mother and I used to get into many a discussion because she'd want me to stay home on a Sunday night and I'd want to go with my girlfriends to the movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, "You can't be in two places at one time." In other words, you're not going to
you're
the
staying
movie,
home.
You're staying home.
Right. Now, I have to ask you about a movie on a Sunday night. It's a school night.
Well, no, Sunday isn't, but Monday was. That's what she was getting at. So she knew that she was not going to let me go to the movie. She didn't care.
But I mean,
Sunday
you have
night.
To get up early for school. That was it was considered
sure.
a school night in the way that Friday, which is a school day, but not a school night.
You
right,
mean the night before
right,
you had to go to
school. I wouldn't
let
my kids go to the movies on Sunday night.
Okay. And they turned out okay. Right.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Yes, yeah. Just, thank you, Anne.
It was just a thing. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call. 312-981-7200. Hi, James. What expression sort of comes up in your life? James?
Hello. Yes.
Hello, James.
Okay, girls. So I was listening to the overnight show last night, and you had to be up at about 2 a.m. to hear this. So I'm guessing most of your listeners weren't there. They were talking to the guy who played Ferris Bueller's father, because Ferris Fest is in town this weekend.
Right.
And mm-hmm. He was talking about all the TV pilots he had been in. And he said the best line was from Don Rickles. Don Rickles was quoted as saying, He had more fingers in more pilots than an Air Force proctologist.
Oh, God.
That, Don.
That is the best.
That's a lovely one, James.
And you know, Don Rickles always was nothing but lovely.
Yes, he was. Thank you very much for that disgusting phone call. This is Marge. Hey, Marge.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Judy. This is Marge.
Hey.
Nice. It is? Oh, hi, Marge.
Well, I just learned this is something that happened when my grandson, who is now in his 40s, he might have been about 3 or 4, and he'd get a birthday card or something, and if there was money in it, he'd say he got $5 or $10 or whatever. So his mother would say, don't say that. You should just say you've got currency. So he would say, well, I got courtesy. So now whenever anybody in the family opens up a card and there's money in it, they all say, we got courtesy.
We got courtesy. Marge, I got to ask you, you have a grandson who's 40?
Oh, yes.
How old are you?
I'm 88.
Holy smokes.
And you know what? You have a very young voice.
You do. You do not sound like you're 88, but I don't know how a person who's 88 is supposed to sound.
Yeah.
So you have a 40-year-old grandson. Do you have great-grandchildren?
I have great-grandchildren. I have 4 great-grandchildren.
Are any of them old enough to reproduce?
12-year-old and 2 twins that are going to be 2 years old this month. A girl and a boy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got a long Christmas.
Are you dating?
Pardon?
Are you dating?
No.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm retired. I've been there, done that.
Yeah. Marge, we're glad you're a girlfriend. Thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you. Love hearing from you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Actually, Evelyn's is not unlike an expression that I often use. Hi, Evelyn. What's
I know.
your favorite expression.
My mother would put her hands on her hip and just say, oh, for crying out loud. Right. And I said the same thing. And now I hear my daughter saying the same thing.
But oh, for crying anything, out loud. It's not unlike,
yeah,
oh, for Pete's sake.
Or something was goofy. Oh, for crying out loud.
There
so,
you go.
Yes. And I
thank you, Evelyn.
I heard you say that.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I just sometimes shorten it to OFPS.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye, Evelyn. Thanks. We have a little bit of business to take care of. In the meantime, a reminder, 312-981-7200 is our number. We take calls and we take texts, and we'll do that after this.
Back to Kathy and Judy live from the Garfield Park Conservatory. It's the WGN Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate on 720 WGN.
We've got a greenhouse full of girlfriends out here at Garfield Park, but there's still room for more if you want to come out. Also, a reminder that if you are one of the first 7 girlfriends to go on the Garfield Park Conservatory website, GarfieldParkConservatory.org, and sign up for a membership, you will get $10 off any membership, and you will get their beautiful solarized tote bag and a limited edition Garfield Park Conservatory coloring book. It's their first ever. In the meantime, we're talking about expressions like I've got more chins than a Chinese phone book, and some of our girlfriends are calling with theirs. This is Jeffrey. Hi, Jeffrey. What's your expression?
Well, one day, back when I was about 14 or 15, back in the 70s, there were certain things you didn't do to my mom, or you would draw her wrath. And sure enough, I did that, and I drew that wrath. And then a little bit later on that day, my dad, you know, took me by the side, and he put his arms around me, and he said, son, it's one thing to be stupid. It's another thing what to show it off.
Hey, Jeffrey, what did your mother's wrath involve?
Well, she just had my behavior, you know, just certain ways you behave, you know, when you're in a restaurant, when you're out shopping with her, you know, didn't cut up and embarrass the family.
You know, right, but if you incurred her wrath, what would happen?
Oh, I was just goofed. Oh, you would just get, you know, told, you know, you would just get told what for, you know, you just, you know, don't do these things. They didn't, you know, after it was 3 or 4 or 5, they never spanked us or anything. They just,
we were hoping for a serious punishment.
Yeah, they would just cut into you and let you know, you don't behave like that and embarrass the family.
No woodshed involved.
No woodshed, and not at that age, no.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Jeffrey.
When we were young. Thank you for the time.
Okay. This is Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hey.
Hey, Paul, what's the expression?
This goes back, well, I know you remember that back in the 40s when we were kids. We'd ask our mother, can we have a nickel to go out and buy some more marbles? And she'd look at you and she said, you have more marbles than Carter has liver pills.
I've heard that. Is that, that's like, because I don't think they make those anymore, do they?
No, well, I don't think so. I'm 88 years old. I don't know.
Right, so it's an expression that kind of, right, was done in by the lack of a referential material.
Yeah.
Or Carter's little liver pills. What would you take those for?
Oh,
to improve your liver?
I don't know.
Or were they just, anyway.
The castor oil pills and everything else.
It's going to be an unattractive answer.
Castor oil.
Okay. It's not a path to pursue.
Okay, I'm not pursuing. Here at Garfield Park Conservatory, we have someone in our audience here. This is Esther, who has an expression she wants to...
My mom is similar to Judy's. She used to yell at us, don't do what I do what I tell you to do.
Oh, right. I got, don't do as I do as I say.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And what if you didn't do as she did?
She was a slapper.
A slapper, okay.
On the butt, or we talked last week about
wherever
the
she could reach.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks, Esther. This is Lisa. We're talking about expressions that are used in your family. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. My mom always used to say, into every life, rain must fall. And the other night, I said it to my daughter when her phone was stolen because she was calling up to complain. So,
how did she call you if her phone was stolen?
She called me on her girlfriend's phone.
Oh, okay.
They were tracking her phone and chasing the person who stole her phone.
Oh, that's a safe thing to do.
I know.
Did they find it?
They did. In fact, she knew exactly where it was yesterday because it was pinging or whatever. And she thought, well, you know, I think I better leave it alone. And I encouraged her not to go try to track it down. But it's amazing.
I don't understand.
Well, apparently the iPhones now, you can put a finder, a locator on it.
A Find My iPhone, right.
Right. And she knew where her phone was.
Did she go get it?
Well, she didn't want to challenge the person. I kind of discouraged her from consulting.
Might be a drug lord or something.
Right. I think that's smart. But, yeah, I always wondered with that Find My iPhone feature if...
Yeah.
You know,
okay, now what?
Right, it's at Joliet Penitentiary. Oh, I think I'll go get it. I'm going to go get it back.
Hello, all Apple. Right. I think I need a new phone.
Right.
Actually,
Into every life, some rain must fall. I'm sure that was helpful, Lisa. Thank you.
Those Find My iPhones work so well that a friend of ours lost his phone, and he saw that the phone was at a school, and he called the school and the principal. And the principal went to the classroom and got the phone from a student. And he went to the school to pick it up.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Number one, he's lucky. Number two, I can't believe that it could even pinpoint what classroom the kid was in.
Wow. 312-981-7200. This is a funny expression. This is from Val. Hi, Val.
Hi.
Hi. What expression in your family is familiar?
Nothing good happens after midnight. Did you hear me?
They gave you all the way to midnight? That's really good.
So the purpose of that was to say, you
that's
get
why,
home. You
that's,
get, If you get home, that's just you're just going to get in trouble if you're out after midnight.
Right. No, this is right. why your curfew is midnight.
Oh, because nothing good happens after midnight.
Right.
Okay. Did it ever, Val?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm trying to be home.
You know, I was going to say, but I didn't want to insult you. It didn't sound that true.
Right,
that
yeah.
You, what you were saying. And then you had your big laugh, and I know you did something after midnight.
This is Mary in our audience here at Garfield Park Conservatory. Hi, Mary. What
Hi,
expression?
Lee. How are you doing?
Good.
My mother grew up on a farm in Indiana, and she was the oldest daughter of 13. So in those days, before all the combines, and everybody did everything by hand, so she was left cleaning and cooking for the kids when her mother was having all these babies. And the boys had to go out and tend to the farm and the animals. So the animals would have these litters. And the healthiest of the babies, the offspring, would always be sucking to the mother. And the least of the strong ones, would be called the runt of the litter, would always be left with what's ever left over. So with us as kids, when we got the last piece of apple pie, everybody ate like pigs, and we come in and we got the last sliver, the last cookie, whatever. She says, well, we got left sucking hind tit.
That's a long way to get to tit.
I bet a seventh grade boy would say that he knows a longer way.
Yeah. I think you're right. Thanks, Mayor. 312-981-7200. This is Bonnie. Bonnie, what expression?
Hi, glad to
Hi.
See you girls again. I wanted to tell you that I never heard anybody say this before, but when my mom didn't like something, she always said, Lord, love a duck. I don't
know. And
what
does that mean? What does that mean? Well, I don't like this? What?
Yeah. Lord, love a duck. Like when something went on that she didn't really approve of.
So it's like, oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Lord, love a duck. I've never heard anybody say that. And I don't say it to anybody, just myself when something goes wrong.
So you just say, Lord, love a duck.
I wonder if a lot of these come from...
Thanks, Bonnie.
From, I don't know how to say this without sounding weird, but, you know, more from rural areas rather than the city.
Well, hind tit would be.
Yeah.
That would be kind of rural.
Right. Yeah. But Lord, love a duck. I mean,
oh,
the things, you know, things that have like more nature in them.
Here, well, this doesn't sound so naturey, but it does sound kind of country. Hey, Paula.
Hi. Well, when I have a minor mishap or a little accident, sometimes I'll say some bad words, but basically I say, oh, fiddlesticks. And I think that's sort of a nursery rhyme thing.
So you'll say fiddlesticks instead of saying what you perceive as a bad word.
Yeah. Well, sometimes a bad word will fall out.
Like what?
But basically, I'll say, no. But I just say, oh, fiddlesticks. Or, you know.
Fiddlesticks. Oh, fiddlesticks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's no fun at all.
Do we still have a button here, a panic button? Okay. All right, good. That's good to know. 312-981-7200. I'm going to go to
like
Dave.
Like that's
going to
control someone?
Going to Dave before we go on a break. And here we go. Hi, Dave.
Hey, girlfriends. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
How you doing, girlfriends?
Oh, we're good. How are you?
I'm good.
How come you're not here? There's only eight guys here.
I'm absolutely lovely.
Where are you, Dave?
I'll give you two quicks. One was from my dad when something was absolutely wonderfully outrageous. He was all, now ain't that the nuts?
Okay.
The other
now
one
there
came,
was another one that involved shooting.
The one that I called in on was from a woman who was 90 when I got it. I got it when I was 10, and I'm 72, so that puts it back to the 1800s. Her favorite line when things were going the way they wouldn't want to go, she would say, well, shoot Luke or give up the pistol.
Or give up the what?
Or shoot Luke or give up the pistol.
Yep.
Okay. Who was Luke?
I never found out. The woman was 90 and I was 10. I was like, okay.
That she's so wise. I'm going to say that. Shoot Luke or give up the pistol. It's sort of like pee or get off the pot, right?
That's kind of like that, I would believe.
I was bringing it down several levels.
Thank you, Dave. We'll be back after this.
Allstate, Chicago's own good hands, brings us the WGN Hometown Voices Tour. Today with Kathy and Judy live from the Garfield Park Conservatory on 720 WGN.
got a greenhouse full of girlfriends out here at the beautiful Garfield Park Conservatory just off the Eisenhower Expressway.
And they're surrounded by gorgeous greenery. And this is the best place we've ever done a remote.
Yes, it is.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I read an article this week about men who don't wear wedding rings, actually, and men who are known to be married
all the time, who don't, mm-hmm. or just situationally.
One is your favorite, Donald Trump.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
But one is everybody's favorite, Prince William, and some people's favorite, Jay-Z. And so they're all known to be married, and whether you notice or not that they are wearing a wedding ring, there are men, certainly in my dad's age and probably a lot of your dad's age, that they didn't do double ring ceremonies then. And my question is, are you or have you been married to someone who chose not to wear a ring, and did it hurt your feelings? And sort of the flip side of that is, if you see a man without a ring on, do you always assume he's not married, or does it ever cross your mind that they're married happily, just don't wear jewelry? So that's the question. Our number is 312-591-7200.
Don't go changing stuff on us. It's like when they change stuff at the grocery store.
Right.
Wait a minute. This is where the K-cups are supposed to be. And
right.
And then they move them on you.
And I think I'd be fine if my husband didn't wear a wedding ring. I mean, my first husband didn't. And
what was his name?
Let me think.
Judy's sort of into Toms.
His name was Tom. And my current husband, my permanent husband. How about that, Kathy? His name, Tom.
Right.
Permanent till I croak. And I was with a lovely man in between the first two.
What was his name?
Tom.
So you're always safe in the throes of passion. Yeah, you're always gonna call the right name.
Quiet in passion.
Are you?
I'm quiet.
Oh, this is a total detour. You can call about wedding rings. We'd certainly want to do that. I saw a story yesterday about a project that I don't know who is doing it, but it's kind of scientific. And women are recording themselves at orgasm and sending it anonymously. It doesn't have to say, like, this is Susan Johnson from Merrillville, Indiana, to compile an audio archive of how women sound at orgasm. And I just thought, what an interesting thing to do. What would you say, honey, don't mind, I've just got the tape recorder here.
Yeah.
Don't pay no attention to the tape recorder.
I think that's
total Kathy and Judy detour.
Don't you think that would make the whole thing kind of difficult to achieve?
It might be. And you might also get all fakey and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, so maybe it's more solitary.
There was a scene in a movie I recently saw, or it might have been... Oh, it's this mystery I'm watching on Netflix, and it's in French. So maybe this is that the French do this. But it was the guy who was... Hi. There's a little child here for
That's
the discussion.
That's right. He doesn't understand.
Isn't... Oh. I love him. There was the guy who was making girl sounds.
You mean during sex?
Uh-huh.
Well, why is it specifically the purview of girls to make sounds like that?
I don't know. I think of all, you know, the men that I have loved before.
Yes, yes.
I have not come across a man sounding like a woman. Like Meg Ryan in the movie.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, 312-981-7200. Thanks for coming with us on that little audio detour. Linda in the audience. Yes, Linda, is this about orgasms or about wedding rings?
Definitely not about orgasms.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Neither my husband nor I wear our wedding rings unless we're maybe going out for dinner. Occupationally, both of us, he could have his finger ripped off. And I teach art, And if my hands are full of clay, I've taken it off and put it in a pocket or set it aside. So we just wear them when we're getting dressed up.
Do you have it on now?
I don't. I have another beautiful ring on. I have some gorgeous jewelry, so.
Okay. And what's his job? Like a carpenter or something?
He owns and operates a semi-truck, so it could get hooked on something and it could rip his finger
right.
off.
Right. So. Well, how did Jimmy Kimmel practically rip his finger off?
When did that happen?
Oh, I don't know. Six months ago, something like that.
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. I'm sorry. Mixed up my Jimmys.
I always mix those Jimmys up.
Yeah. So you neither you nor your husband wears a wedding ring.
Yes, and we both have very nice ones.
Okay. Did you decide, was that a conscious decision, or did one of you just say, do you mind if I don't wear my wedding ring because
He told me when we got married he wouldn't be wearing his for that reason.
Okay.
And when I almost lost my diamonds, I just decided it wasn't worth it.
Okay. All right. 312-981-7200. This is Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
You don't wear your wedding ring.
I don't wear my wedding ring. My husband doesn't have one.
Because?
For the same reason as the woman before, it was dangerous to wear a ring.
What do you do?
I was a florist.
And it
got in the way, and there was always water trapped underneath, so I took it off, and that was 35 years ago, and I haven't put it back on.
Now, are you getting ready for a wedding today? Are you working in the shop?
No, I've retired.
Oh, do you miss it?
I miss it terribly. As a matter of fact, I'm semi-retired. I picked up one day a week at another florist just for the fun of it.
What if somebody's picked flowers that you know, for their wedding or something that you think are really ugly? And it's just killing you to put it together. Has that ever happened?
It has happened, but my theory always was the customer is the customer.
Uh-huh.
They may not be right, but they are the customer.
Even if they want purple and orange.
Yep. You try to talk to them.
What was the worst one you ever put together?
Oh, dear. Carnations.
Yeah, you know, carnations.
Judy doesn't like carnations either.
But they're kind of coming back. I've seen them in expensive flower designs.
Well, they have new ones that are much new hybrids, but the old ones were just so butt ugly.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, thank you, Sherry.
Okay,
we got a guy that doesn't wear his wedding ring. This is Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I don't wear my wedding ring.
Huh?
My wife. I don't wear my wedding ring. And my wife doesn't wear hers. She's a masseuse, so she can't.
Right.
And I'm a CNC machinist, so for me to wear my wedding ring at work, I could, like, lose a finger. It could actually weld through my finger. But I wear mine on a necklace, and hers is just, you know, in the safe.
Okay. And so when you go out to dinner, say, if you're going out to dinner tonight to, like, a nice dinner, would your wife put on her ring?
No, honestly, she'd forget. When we were engaged, I got her the exact ring that she wanted, and I think she wore it like maybe three times when we went out because she'd always forget to put it on.
Oh, so where is it?
Like even when we were meeting with the priests and stuff to do our wedding, she wouldn't have the ring on. She'd forget. So, I mean,
why would you have the ring before you were married?
Engagement ring.
The engagement ring. Engagement ring.
I see. Okay. All right.
So, I mean, for me, it's not a big deal. She wears the other jewelry that I bought her that she can wear that doesn't hinder her job. So it's fine with me.
Okay. So there's more guys than we know of who aren't wearing their wedding rings. We'll be back to talk to more of them and read their texts. Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Garfield Park Conservatory, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. Kathy and Judy back, live at the beautiful Garfield Park Conservatory. I didn't realize how long it's been since I was here, and I was talking to Mary Eisenbach, who's the director here, and I think it's been 7 or 8 years since I was here, and I don't intend to go that long between trips anymore, because this is a beautiful, and I imagine, of course, now the windows are open, which is great. You get the outside in, but in the wintertime, what a refreshing, revitalizing place this would be to visit. In the meantime, we're discussing things more mundane, which is men who don't wear wedding rings.
Or women who don't. I just wanted to tell this one story that I walk with a certain group of women in Tucson, And I remember one of them telling me at one time about a friend of hers who, I'm a chronic loser of wedding rings, but I guess this woman was a chronic loser of wedding rings. And she got so tired of replacing her ring and hoping her husband would not notice that she puts cubic zirconiums in them instead of
diamonds?
Real diamonds. She said,
I wouldn't know the difference.
I bought two at a time, just like I do with the, with, you know, everything else I lose. And
would you notice the difference?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't know. So it begs
the question, why would you buy a diamond if another stone looks the same?
I think they shine more. I think diamonds clean up more. I don't know. But sometimes I'll see someone with a diamond ring and, you know, of course, they clean it every day.
And you know who will tell you that?
Who?
The jeweler who wants to sell you the diamond ring.
Yes, that would be a good person to have told you that.
312-981-7200. We're talking about people who do or don't wear their wedding rings. Sue, what happened with yours?
Well, around 10 years ago, and I've been married almost 60 years. About 10 years ago, arthritis of the finger, and I tried to get the ring off, and I tried everything. Then we went to the jeweler to get a cut off. Well, he didn't have the thing. Then we went to the fire department. They didn't have the thing to cut it off. So, and I remember it was Mother's Day.
Wait a minute. You went to the what store?
Fire department.
The fire department.
Okay.
They're supposed to be able to cut, you know, cut through. Anyway, so, and I remember it was Mother's Day, and we were out at my son's, and my daughter-in-law Googled it, and she came back with Windex, and she sprayed it on, and it came right off. Honest to God, I've mentioned
it. Oh, my gosh. So it takes care of zits and it gets,
you know, to get the ring off.
And if you remember, you can do your windows with Windex, too.
That's right. So Windex got, then did you replace it, Mary or Sue?
No, this is Sue. No. I'm beyond the rings. But my husband, a few years ago, he banged his finger, and at 3 in the morning, he went down to the workbench, and he cut his own wedding ring off. But no, I don't wear any rings now. No. No,
how did, wait a minute, beautiful. How did he cut his own wedding ring off?
He went down to the workbench and he put something under. He was all swollen. And then he cut it. Thank God it came over. And it came over. Now, that was probably 20 years ago. And so no way do we replace the ring. And I've still got my rings, which I'm, you know, leaving to the kids.
Not after 60 years, for Pete's sake.
I know. It'll be 60 years in October. I can't get over it. Never thought. Never thought it would last this long.
I know. How about Mr. Sue?
About the red face, the red dress. Also.
Ah, okay. Well, you're just a girlfriend on the phone, aren't you?
Well, I just want to mention, too, Garfield Park. I just remember Chihuly exhibit. That was the most beautiful thing I ever
yes,
seen.
Yes, that was a beautiful.
Actually, there's an installation here. They bought an installation here of water lilies.
Ooh.
And that is still that here
remains.
Permanently forever. It's
but Mary
gorgeous.
Pointed out that the Chihuly exhibit here was 15 years ago.
Was it 15
and I,
years
know,
ago?
The way time blurs.
I know.
Yeah, it was a long damn time ago.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. So Sue's been married 60 years. Mary's been married 43 years. Right, Mary?
That's right.
Mary?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, 43 years you've been married, and your husband
right.
does not wear a wedding ring.
Right.
Did it hurt your feelings when he said he wasn't going to?
No. He tried it for about 6 months and said it bothered him all the time and just asked me if it'd be okay if he didn't wear it, and I said yes. So it's been okay.
So okay. It didn't have any sense of attachment for you, and do you ever go out without yours?
No. I can't get mine off.
Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, Windex.
Windex. This is. Yeah.
We just heard that Windex will do it.
This is like
yeah,
a new category.
Okay. I'll wear what I have.
When you outgrow your wedding ring.
Okay. All right, Mary, yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Was she kind of cutting out there?
Yeah.
Or my ears
Bye-bye.
Were kind of cutting
no,
out?
No.
Okay.
I wonder how many fat cells are in your fingers.
I don't know.
They must be teeny tiny.
Hey, Stan.
How you doing, ladies? Long
Stan.
Time listener. I usually log on and listen to Lou and then follow up with all the silliness on you guys here. So.
Well, thank you.
That's the way we planned it, Stan.
Right.
That's exactly right. And yes, it was 15 years approximately for the Cholula exhibit down there. But Now, which one of you ladies is the one with the truck driver again? For the husband?
Which one of you ladies is what?
Has the truck driver for a husband.
Neither of us. Neither I don't have a husband, and Judy's husband is an academic.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody said they
Are
had
you listening
had
to Kathy and Judy?
Yes, I am. Of course I am.
Well, we had a caller whose husband was a truck driver.
Oh, okay. Well, if that caller's listening.
Stan.
If that caller's listening, that's great. trust is a beautiful thing, but I'm also a truck driver. I have many friends that are truck drivers.
Uh-huh.
None of them take their rings off while they're driving, and if they do, they hang them from the visor in the front windshield. It doesn't matter what they're hauling.
If they hang them from the visor, it's not the kind of taking off that they put it in their pocket and pretend that, well, they obviously hung it from the visor, but... And then they go in some public place and pretend they're not married?
No. They only take it off when they're loading or unloading their trucks in the back and hang it in there. And when they get back in, they put it back on.
Oh, okay. So they don't rip their finger off.
Okay. Right, and that's only if they're working with metal and stuff. Oh, I mean, there's a few of the
this
wives.
This is like talking to Europe.
Stan, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
It's the WGN Hometown Voices Tour with Kathy and Judy, live from the Garfield Park Conservatory on 720 WGN.
WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Garfield Park Conservatory, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. I read a story this week that just made me smile, and it was about things you believed as a kid. And these are some of them. Maybe some of you here at the conservatory have something to add, or maybe some of our girlfriends can text or call us at 312-981-7200. I thought when I was a kid... And I don't know where this came from, what I read or what I heard. I was afraid to go to the bathroom at night, to wake up at night and go to the bathroom because I thought a fox would come up in the toilet and
That's
bite my
so
butt.
That's so funny. What? You're saying that?
Why?
Because I always thought that the big bad wolf
would
come in. Not through the toilet.
Right.
He would take the stairs and go through the entrance hall, just like a normal wolf would do.
A polite
but
wolf.
I mean that we would both have like a fox or a wolf.
Yeah, very bizarre. Never happened. I love this one. 312-981-7200. I peeked in the back of the TV set to see if I could see Mr. Rogers' trolley before it came out through the tunnel. I love that. Another person said, I thought a pug... was a cross between a pig and a dog. Isn't it? another one, and give us a call, 312-981-7200, and if you here have anything to add, please raise your hand and somebody will come to you with a mic. We used to visit my mom's relatives in Pennsylvania. They were Italian. We would eat Italian food. We would sing Italian songs. Some of the adults spoke Italian. I thought they lived in Italy. So when they went to Pennsylvania, she thought they were going to Italy. And this one, I think, probably is shared by a lot of us. When I was little and we drove someplace at night, I thought the moon followed me, just me, wherever I went. Well, it does. I know. Isn't that a sweet thing?
I thought when you took an airplane that what really happened was you stayed up in the sky and that God... turn.
Made the earth move?
Made.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always been a sucker for that one.
And
that was how we ostensibly got there. Now, I never put together that there was a big flight schedule.
He had a lot to go. Yeah, a lot to do. I remember hearing a story, an NPR story not long ago, and apparently the Marshall Islands in the Pacific they're either sinking or they're going to be covered by water within the century. And this young woman was talking, and she said, when I was a child and there was a storm outside the windows, we were always told to close the windows and not to look outside at the storm because we would anger the gods that were making the storm happen, and they could make it worse. So the things that children manage to manufacture. Kristen, do you have one?
My grandma is a diehard Texan, born and raised in Dallas, taught us all the Texas songs, and she would always say, "The eyes of Texas are upon you." And my cousins and I would like look up in the sky, and we'd be like, my one cousin was really mean, and she'd say, "Do you see them? I see the eyes. They're watching you. They're watching you."
Bitch.
And also, if you swallow a watermelon seed, a watermelon will grow on your stomach.
Oh, definitely.
Right, and if you swallow your gum, it will never leave your digestive tract.
It stays there forever. Exactly. From the text line, my husband thought ham was made from hamsters. another girlfriend said, "I always thought there would be a giraffe in the toilet." How would he get in there?
Toilet?
Well, that's just the silliest thing I ever heard.
It's not like he's a fox.
Right. Another texter said, "Quicksand terrified me." Where does quicksand happen?
In Florida.
Is it around? Oh, is that? I thought all dogs were boys and all cats were girls. 312-981-7200. If there's something you believed as a kid that you look back on and kind of smile. This is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Do you mean Janine?
Hi.
Hi.
If your name is Jenny, hi.
Hello. My mom told me.
Hello, Jenny.
Janine.
Sorry. Oh, that's okay.
That's okay. My mom, as a little girl, told me that thunder was caused by two clouds bumping together. I believed this my whole life. I was sitting down to dinner with my grammar school kids and told them, "Oh, don't worry, that's just thunder." They put me in their place and told me, "No, Mom, that is not how thunder is made." My husband and both my boys humiliated me telling me this. I thought it my whole life.
Janine, how old were you when you made this discovery?
About 37.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. How is thunder made?
Apparently,
you're not kidding.
By the clouds.
How did you think it was made?
I haven't thought about it much, but I would think that makes perfect sense.
It did to me as a child, and I guess I didn't pay attention.
How is it made?
Class.
It's made by the vacuum that's formed when a lightning bolt goes through the sky, right? What?
Adam says no.
Angels bowling. Right. Yeah, there you go.
That one too.
Well, we're glad you figured it out, Janine.
Thank you.
I used to think that the trees made the wind, because when it was windy, you would see the trees. So I thought every time the trees did that, that stirred the air up and it made the wind. 312-981-7200. This is Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi. When I was in first grade, they made me go to a speech pathologist because my aunt, who I lived with, brought it up, and I used to say flying pans instead of frying pans. And I thought they looked like spaceships, so I called them flying pans. You know how you pull them
till you were 37?
Whatever. But I thought it made perfect sense, and then after that, they teased me that I maybe came on a flying
frying pans. Okay, thanks, Pat. This is David in the crowd. David, what did you believe?
Yeah, when I was growing up, my mom, she'd be making cookies or, you know, raw meat or whatever. Sometimes, you know, as kids, we would take the cookie dough and we'd eat it. And she said, "Stop it, you're going to get worms."
I used to, right. I think even now they encourage you not to do that, but it's not for worms. What's it for? Salmonella or something like that? So did that happen, David? Or
no.
Is that too personal?
No, okay, no, it didn't happen.
Okay. We're Kathy and Judy, and in just a couple minutes, we're going to be back with Sheila Stennis, who is responsible for our being here and is with Allstate, and we will talk with her right after this.
The days of wine and roses.
Well, nobody brought any wine, but there's plenty of flowers here at the Garfield Park Conservatory. And we are privileged to be here because of the generosity of Sheila, who is an Allstate agent, and Sheila Stennis,
an owner of an agency.
Wow. 17 years serving Oak Park and the surrounding communities. Your company's SRS Financial Services. at 647 Madison Street in Oak Park. You are passionate, it says here, about protecting the assets of your customers by ensuring they have the appropriate products and coverage to meet their needs. When we talked with you briefly yesterday, and we asked, has anybody ever come to you and said, I think I need X kind of insurance? Have you ever had ever said to anybody, no, you don't?
Well, first, let me just say thank you for the opportunity. It's such a great day to be here.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah.
The weather couldn't be perfect.
Right.
But to answer your question, yes. We get we do auto insurance, and a lot of times customers say, I want full coverage on my auto. And I have to say and recommend strongly that maybe you don't, because of the value of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And why pay for additional coverage when you really don't need it? So
right.
I try to downplay that. You know, I do what the customer asks, but I do definitely recommend sometimes you don't want to do that.
What do you think is the most ignored kind of insurance that people, that you try and bring people's attention to, but they say, nah, I don't need that?
Three come to mind. First is renter's insurance.
Oh, wow.
Most
yeah.
renters say, I don't have enough, I don't need it. But if you have children like I did in my day when they were younger, they overflowed the bathtub and someone knocks on the door and says, hey, you need to fix that. Liability is included in that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. Also, renter's insurance extends to your car, your things in your car. And so
it does? I didn't know that.
That's something.
Oh.
And we can help you with that.
and never stops. Your car doesn't have to be in your apartment for that to cover.
That's
right. Okay.
Very, very true.
Okay.
So renter's insurance, they just don't think they need that. And,
right.
Umbrella insurance is another where high net worth customers need to protect themselves further, like $1 million on top of their current, you know, we want to protect your investments.
Right.
Right.
And then number three would be life insurance. That's the huge one that people don't want to talk about because it's morbid. You know, it's not a tangible product. It's like, oh, when I get older, I'll get it. Or no one wants to plan for their demise.
Right.
They just don't. So life insurance is something we continue educating, and also to review. We review the policies because your needs and goals change. Life events happen. You get married. You have a baby. You have a divorce. You buy, you know, things happen. So we always encourage, and even if you're not an Allstate customer, we'd be willing to review your policies.
You don't have divorce insurance, do you?
How would that work? Wow, that's an interesting
thing. There'd be some people, no, who would really feel better with that.
Starting out. Yeah. Now, there's two kinds of life insurance, right? There's whole life, and you said yesterday that you sell a lot of term insurance.
Yeah, there's term insurance, there's universal life, and then there's whole life. Whole life has the guarantee, but it really is not a one-size-fit-all. It really depends,
right.
again, on your goals, what you're trying to insure, your mortgage, your wage in case for your kids' college, to
mm-hmm.
make sure there's coverage. But it's really a personal thing that we need to sit down and speak with the customer to see where they are, what they need. But yes, we do those three.
Well, it's nice to know that you would tell somebody that they don't need a particular kind of insurance if you think they don't. You know, that's great.
You know, I have a passion for children, youth. I have a lot of interns that I sponsor. I work with the local high schools and the colleges and provide jobs there because, you know, that's our future, and they're going to be in charge of our retirement. You know?
Right. Don't they say that? Be nice to your kids. They pick your nursing home. Right.
Correct. And so, you know, and seniors. A lot of time we work a lot with seniors. I'm in Oak Park. It's the older community. And I'm always trying to educate them to get the best coverage for their money. So even on home insurance, we were talking about what I say I don't do. We insure to 100% replacement cost. So a lot of customers come in and say, oh, I don't need $1 million coverage on my home or $500,000. I just want $100,000. Well, that's not a good fit.
It's not going to cover
and
much.
And that's not
right.
something that I can really, you know, feel comfortable doing that.
Right.
Yes.
You were talking about supporting the community, and you are a big supporter of a group called Hope Excel.
And how did you get drawn to them? Or did you found it?
No, actually, they're great customers of ours. So we've had a relationship. We started with their home and auto. Now we insure their businesses. And then I found out about their foundation, so I started attending. And then I was so, I guess, moved because of what they're doing for the community that I started donating backpacks and school supplies and donations because, it's the mission that they have, that they're trying to help the underserved communities.
That's great.
And so they're just outstanding.
And Crystal Kiles is the coordinator with Hope Excel. Hi, Crystal.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good. Tell us, give us a cliff notes of what your group does.
Well, the name of our program is Hope Excel Reaching the World Academy. And first, we're a private school, registered as K through 12. Right now, we just go up to second grade. And my program is like twofold because my children that come there, their mothers, the parents, mostly are single mothers, and they have to be very intricate in the program. So the moms come there maybe 3-4 days a week, 3-4 hours a day. We feed everybody. We feed the children 3 times a day because, again, underserved.
Right.
And we work with the mothers. We teach them how to go to the grocery store, how to make a budget, how to get a menu plan, how to stretch, how to go to the food pantries and
that's
the food
fabulous.
Banks
right.
to help supplement so you can meet from month to month without going in dire, dire need, how to do different recipes that are nutritionists,
right.
proper things for breakfast, just a lot of things that we do, how to go to the laundromat, how to put your clothes away when you come back
wow,
from the laundromat.
That's great.
Just a lot of different things like that. And we find that a lot of people are living together, just even how to make sure that you're keeping your house clean and Lysol and things like that, because you have 2 or 3 families that are living together nowadays.
Yeah, and Sheila's a big supporter of your organization.
Oh, yes, she is.
Now,
yes, she
do you
is.
Have like one of those giant checks? I know you're going to give $1,000.
We do.
$1,000 to Hope Excel. Do
yes.
you really?
Yes, we do.
Where is it?
Where's the check?
Where's the giant check?
Oh, we do have. I was going to love that.
All right.
This is the giant. Now, I wonder if she could really walk into the bank and cash that. Crystal, I want you to try it.
Try and cash.
Yes, I might have to try to do that. As long as it's cash, I guess it'll go okay.
There you go.
As long as it don't come back.
So you're presenting this $1,000 to Hope Excel on behalf of Allstate.
That's correct.
And you're just passionate about relationship with customers, and yes. you're an advisor to help them protect what matters most.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much for supporting our remote broadcast here. Is there a number that you want to provide to people if they would like to give you a call and find out what
oh,
kind
absolutely.
Of...
Absolutely. My office is in Oak Park at 647 Madison Street, right on the corner of Madison and Kyler. We've been there 17 years. I'm on the web, www.allstate.com, Sheila Stennis. We would love to, again, we really encourage policy reviews. If you just want just a review, please give us a call.
Sheila, spell your last name.
Stennis. And the last thing I want to say is, are you in good hands?
Oh, there you
always
go.
Always working.
Thank you, Sheila. Before we say goodbye, we have several people to thank. Our host venue, the beautiful Garfield Park Conservatory, and Mary Eisenbach.
Yay!
And her wonderful staff. Bob, engineer Bob Ferguson back at the studio, and Adam Phillips here at the conservatory. To Jasmine Cooper, who was taking calls at the station, and Kristen Decker, as always, our on-site producer. Every place that WGN does any special event, you're always going to see Marlene and Rick Wells. They're always here. Janine McGrory is with our sales department with Allstate. Thank you to Allstate and to Sheila Stennis, sponsor of Hometown Voices, and to all of our loyal listeners, especially those who showed up here today.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, girlfriends.